Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Pele Yoitz and Sherman 275 on the topic of Dveikos, as we started Dalid yesterday. Or is Dalid? I jokingly mentioned to someone that maybe we should have a Siyum, that we finish Ois Gimel. Never heard of Siyum finishing one Ois of the Pele Yoitz, but we spent, over 100 shiurim on that, and that one Ois. We learned yesterday that Dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach is a mitzvah mitayag mitzvahs. Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the tayag mitzvahs, just like a mitzvah to put on tefillin, mitzvah d'oraisa to bench, kiyus yadam, all the mitzvahs d'oraisa. Dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach is not just for the chassidim, tzaddikim, the elite. It's for every single person in Klal Yisrael. Men and women alike have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Dveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach. And the Pele Yoitz told us there's nothing better than this mitzvah because everything's included in it. Now the Pele Yoitz will begin to tell us, okay, so what does it mean, Dveikus b'Hashem? And he also told us, before I forget, from yesterday, he also told us, write down for yourself a little message to remind yourself to work on this mitzvah. Write it in a room which you spend a lot of time in. I'm wondering if we can find a lot of notes in the shirim over here, Dveikus b'Hashem, because people hear Baruch Hashem a lot of time throughout the day, right? We also mentioned, write it in a way that other people don't have to necessarily know what it means. And the reason I want to suggest that, Alpi Rav Miller Zatzal, Rav Avigdor HaKohen Miller, who encouraged people that when you're doing mitzvahs in such a way like this, you don't have to attract attention to yourself. It's not something that everyone's doing. And what happens is if you're doing something like this and not everyone's doing, which everyone should be doing, you can also create the maligim, the scoffers, and those who make fun. And they don't need to get an aver for making fun. You don't need to encourage them to make fun. So do it in a tzinistic way. Listen to what he says. Where's the makar? Where's the source for this mitzvah of the Dovka boy, of Dveikus, from the Pasuk, the Dovka boy. The Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chof. As the Gemara in Ksubas, famous Gemara, Kuf Yud Aleph from Beis, asks a very famous question. The Pasuk says to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? How can he cling to the Shekhinah? There's a Pasuk that says, earlier in the Dvarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Ki Hashem lekecha esh oich lohu, Hashem is a consuming fire. You ever try to go close to fire? We can't do that. Chas v'shalom, you can't come close to fire. So what does it mean to come close to Hashem? It's like coming close to fire. You can't. It's too powerful. Answers the Gemara. Different answers. One of the answers the Gemara gives, Elo, he dobeg b'midoysof, cling, follow the midoys of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Mahu chanun, afata chanun. What does Gemara tell us? Gemara ksubas kufir alfa m'beis. Hashem's compassionate, be compassionate. Hashem's merciful, be merciful. So what are we thinking? Oh, I'm fulfilling this. I see somebody, he needs stucco, I give him stucco. Somebody needs a ride, I offer him a ride. I'm mamashak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'dafka boy. Okay. To start, very good. And he says, V'chamedumah, l'chol odem shekvar hu dovek mi b'dayis v'izbarach. And most people think, you know what?
Hashem's compassion? I think I have some level of compassion in my soul. I think I'm compassionate sometimes. Rachman l'tzom le'aleinu, we hear a tzara. I feel bad as well. And I try to do what I can do. Shekol yisrael yesh rachmanim b'nei rachmanim. Ve'enach odom yishen achoy nedalim. And you don't have anybody who is not compassionate to the poor and to the needs of Klal Yisrael in some way, in some fashion. So must be, we're fulfilling this mitzvah d'oraisa. This now, we're about to share with you, is the twist of to really understand what does it mean to be compassionate. And then we have to ask ourselves the following question. Am I really fulfilling this mitzvah d'oraisa? Am I really fulfilling this mitzvah d'oraisa? But to really, truthfully follow in the ways of Hashem and be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzorich shehei merachem v'choinein, you have to be compassionate. You have to be merachem and choinein afilu le'oivoy mevakesh ro'osoy, even to your enemy, which no one should have, who is desiring to harm you. You hear this? Yaakov, you hear what's going on? Somebody is trying to harm me. You know, when I'm saying these words, you know what's coming after? David HaMelech. This is David HaMelech's life. His whole entire life. They're chasing. It's not the Tilmashe right now. We're learning Peliyoyz. But I can't hold myself back. This is David HaMelech. This is Doiv Ber. This is not David HaMelech. This is David HaMelech over here. David HaMelech, we see that they're chasing after him. Shimi ben Gera, he's mekalel, he's cursing him, he's throwing stones at him. And the Mefarshim explained that at that point in time, he was standing with his 400 men and trying to get Klaus on his side. Shmuel HaNavi was already, Nifta Shmuel HaNavi already anointed him, he's the Melech. And he was horrifically embarrassed. Hanichloi Hashem Amaloi Kalal. Leave Shimi ben Gera alone. Hashem told him to curse me. And you know what we are told? We are told that's not just for David HaMelech. Every single one of us have to work on accomplishing Hanichloi Hashem Amaloi Kalal. Let's turn the page. Vafilu imhu ish ra ma'alolim sho'ayminu masris kenegdoi. And even if this person is an evil person who does evil acts, who is actively at that moment attacking you. Now, let's just pause for a second. That doesn't mean chas v'shalom, chalil v'chas. It should never be a situation no one should never be in this case where someone's physically coming to harm him. We don't say, okay, you know, punch me. Here's my good side to punch. Here, over here. No, you defend yourself. We don't have to be a tippish. You defend yourself. But even that type of person, at that moment, the person is actively attacking him. Listen to this now. Loy yimna toivosei v'rachma v'chasod v'mi'itoi. He should not hold back his benevolence and his compassion to that person who's trying to harm him. Why not? Is that normal? You know what he says next? K'moi shehakodesh baruch hu. K'moi shehakodesh baruch hu mesnaig imbruof. Because that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with us. And let's elaborate on this last point for right now, and then we'll stop the share for this morning. There's a lot to contemplate. But I want to start with a mashal that I once heard from Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal. And the mashal is about a man who is in a hospital bed, Rachman Litzlan. Sounds like a COVID mashal if you see in a second. And there's someone sitting, Reuven is sitting next to the man in the hospital bed. And he's pushing his button. He's pushing a button. That button that he's pushing gives oxygen to the man in the hospital bed. In order for the man in the hospital to get oxygen, Reuven has to be pushing the button. So he's there. It's the mashal. He's there. He's pushing the button. Every few minutes, push the button again. There's a little beep. The beep comes. Reminder, push the button. The man in the hospital bed notices that this Reuven's wallet, you know, when you sit down, the man sits down sometimes, and his wallet sometimes protrudes a little from the back pocket sometimes. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. So Reuven, so this man in the hospital bed, he notices that this Reuven's wallet is sticking up a little. So the man in the hospital bed, he drops his pen intentionally. Listen to this now. He drops his pen. Reuven bends down to pick up the pen. And the man in the hospital bed steals Reuven's wallet. Is there anything more disgusting and despicable for this man whose life support is coming from this Reuven by pushing the button to send him oxygen? And how does he repay him? He steals his wallet. It's such a disgusting act. It's hard to even say the mashal. I'm being serious with you. Who could be such a human being like that? That's the mashal. You know what the nimshal is? The nimshal is even more difficult. The nimshal is as follows, if I say. Every night, a person goes to sleep as neshama goes up to Shemayim. And the neshama gets judged. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this neshama and says, I gave you Tayag Mitzvahs today. Did you do Tayag Mitzvahs? Did you fulfill what you had to fulfill? Did you do the Mitzvahs essay? Did you refrain from Mitzvahs Loisa essay? Did you hold yourself back from transgressing what I told you not to do? Every single day the neshama goes up to Shemayim and gets judged like this. And you know what happens? What do you think the answer is every single night? The answer is not check across the board. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the neshama back down and gives it another chance. And not only that, even b'shas at the moment that the person is stealing the wallet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving him the energy, the life source, who's pumping oxygen in his body in order to steal that wallet as well. The time, the moment, at that second, the person is rebelling. Exactly what the Pelioitz just told us. Let's just read those words once again. But to properly fulfill this mitzvah, it sounds humanly impossible, right? But I want to tell you something. I'm telling myself also. I'm talking to myself. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a mitzvah, we can handle the mitzvah. We can fulfill and pass that mitzvah. That nisayin. Tzarich shiyem mirachem v'choyim afilu l'oyvoy mivakish ra'osoy. A person has to be merciful and compassionate even to his enemy who seeks to harm him. Even if he's actively attacking him. And even in the chesed you're going to give him. You're going to give him chesed. Imagine you give somebody, someone says, oh, you know, can you have another water bottle? Says, yeah, sure, here. You give it to him, and he squirts it in your face. He squirts it in your face. I feel shit, but I say chesed, but that same kindness, Sheyakabel mimenu yishtamish by lahara loy. He's going to use that to harm you. Afilo hachil lo yimna toivasim menu. K'moy shakodesh baruch hu misnayg imruah. The same Hakadosh Baruch Hu is snag with his people, with his creations. Now I want to reiterate, we're not here to be tipshim. Don't be a tipish. Well, what are we here? We're here to misgaber, to overcome that when someone does something wrong to us, and when someone embarrasses us, and someone pains us and harms, and it's extremely hurtful and painful. And everyone's been there in our own situation in life. We've all been there. You can put a book together of all of everyone's, you know, scenarios. But the Pel Yoetz is telling us, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa to fulfill. What's that mitzvah? To be compassionate. To be merciful. To who? To that person who's trying to harm me. We'll have to continue working on this topic, Mr. Shem, next time. We have a lot to think about. And a lot to do. We should be zoichet to mekayim this mitzvah. Uledov kaboy. Could you imagine if we would all fulfill this mitzvah? Everybody. Properly. Be shalom in the world. Because even when there's someone trying to do something wrong, you're not bearing the grudge. You're still doing the right thing for him. Because Hashem said so. Hashem's giving him oxygen. At the same moment Hashem's giving him oxygen, Hashem doesn't say, oh, he's going to die of a heart attack on the spot. He's violating my ratzon. Hashem doesn't do that. So the davka boy. He's harming Hashem, the ratzon Hashem. And Hashem's still giving him the energy. Hashem's pushing that button. We should be zoich de mekayim this mitzvah to the highest madrega. Have a wonderful day.